official opening, I guess, all you want to do is get Rudy to do a prayer for us, and a couple of them little packs, and then a ribbon cutting, and then we could eat and mingle around. So, Rudy, start us off, you good?
Yes.
Nada.
Nada, at least you see, like, me, the money, 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 Ningani mani. That's a minga, a mani mik, puyu mik, pizza ni mik, the mani, sibulimi, ulumi, amai, ni hamat, ulumi, that's minga, ulumi, ama, sulatsangini, ikayucharomigit, ikayulamigit, mitigut. Takwa sulahatit, ama, takwa sibusatsuit, ama, amaikaranit, amaikaranit, ikayucharatanya kutitamanga, katanya tunut. Kuvasit saritik tamanili pata tihutu ilangin nyo sula kapingani apit si bukut yisit atingani amen.
Thank you. Okay, I'd like to invite Richard and Sean, both ordinary members here for this community too.
Hello everyone. Well, thank you very much for inviting me, Daniel. My niece. It's a great pleasure to be here. Certainly, I think I'd like to welcome Lisa Blackmore from the province, from the province. And it's good to see a great new facility for the community. Compared to the old one that we had, and certainly reopening the programs that was delivered before, and probably a good facility and more programs that you can offer. Certainly, you know, child development is very important in our community, and also family development too as well. It just goes to show a program like this could make our community a lot healthier. So, just like to say congratulations to the staff, and thank you on behalf of the Nunatsiavut government to some degree, that they can work together to come up with, you know, programs like this to for our community, make our community a lot stronger. Thank you.
And then I'd like to welcome you guys. I'm Sean Chawala, main ordinary member and speaker of Nunatsiavut Assembly. I'd just like to thank Sandra for the very generous invitation to come for the grand opening of the Lutlu Family Resource Center. It's a great asset and facility to the community of Maine. And, of course, children are the future. I know it's a cliche, some people say it a lot all the time, but what better way to start off in a facility such as this? Is a beautiful building. They've done a really good job making their own gear and this learning apparatuses or toys as such. Great stuff on the go here, real top quality gear, and it's a great, beautiful building. I'm sure a lot of people have a lot of good times here. And okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lisa,
did you want to say Lisa Blackmore's here on behalf of the province. And, welcome to Lisa. The funding comes from the province for all the family resource centers. This lady here is Jackie Mills. Jackie is, she's Sandra in Goose Bay. she runs a family resource center in Goose Bay. It's called the Grand River Family Resource Center. And I've worked with Jackie for that resource center. And when we were starting this up, Jackie helped us a lot to start it up. So I'd like first to Lisa speak on behalf of the province, and she kind of tell us what she does.
You're right, Jenny, that I work with all the family resource centers in our region under the Division of Child Care Services, and we are very, very pleased with the new facility. It's been a fabulous, endeavor, and we're very pleased with the relationship and partnership that we've developed with Nunatsiavut government, and we're just ecstatic and excited about new programming starting here, because we know there's, you know, a large number of young families in this community, and they've missed for the last year having a place to go and activities. So we're looking forward to everything restarting now. Thanks.
Okay. I think most people know me. I'm Jenny Loyal, Goose Bay Jenny Loyal. And I'm the Regional Child Care Coordinator for Department of Health and Social Development. So this is quite a few years ago, the province did approach us and asked us, our department, would we like to oversee the running of Bukutu? And we said, yeah, we're familiar with that. We run other programs like that. So that's how that came to us. And we're very pleased. You know, family resource centers have been around for many years, about 30 years in Canada. It's a wonderful model, because the model is building on families. It's children and mums and dads and aunties and uncles and the nanoteks and the tatsiaks coming together. And if you look at it, it's about learning. It's about all that up there, playing, learning, and growing together and having fun and cooking and eating together, and that's what it's all about. So we're so pleased that we've been able to negotiate with the province the additional funding to be able to work out of this new facility, because, you know, it was in the old old place down there, and that got bad. It was actually condemned. You know, that building got really bad, so we were able to negotiate additional funding to be able to operate over here. So we invite you now. We're going to do a ribbon cutting and officially open up this center. And thank you, everyone, for coming. And I'm sure there's going to be more people coming in now, and we're going to be able to eat after. So Sandra's going to set that up.
Okay, then we have Avery Anderson. She's the youngest baby in Lane. Mm-hmm. So her mom is going to set the ribbon.
One, two, three, cut.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, yay.
Oh, yeah.
You got the ribbon flowing.
Yes.
It's like curl.
Can I see it? Hey, guys, have your questions in the
show you.
In the kitchen, if you want, we'll help yourself.
You do want to go yet?
Yeah.
No.
He's coming to me.
Yeah. What are you making? Play-Doh. So we're here at the new Beautiful Family Resource Center, and I have Sandra Hicker here and Jenny Lyle. I just finished recording the grand opening for the Beautiful Center. So was it what you expected, or?
We were expecting a little bit more.
Yeah, we expect more people for sure.
Yeah. But so there's more people coming in. Still coming in, so I guess there'll be people coming in all day till 4.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's open till 4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when will you guys start your programming?
We're thinking of Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just actually had interviews for the second person this morning, so that has to be finalized in regards to check. Yeah, finalizing that position, but we're hoping come Monday we will have programming starting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned when I spoke to you before, that it's going to be 2 hours a day, like in the morning or afternoon.
Not 2 hours a day. It's like about 2 hours per program. Like maybe a couple. Like in the morning there will be a program, and another program again in the afternoon.
Okay. So like 4 hours in total.
Yeah, probably go over sometimes, or depending on numbers too, I suppose.
Okay. So have you guys thought of like a schedule, or like?
That's still being planned yet. Yeah, I was having some problems with my computer, so I don't have my computer back yet, but once I do, hopefully I can just pick up from where left off from planning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How it works, the family resource centers, there's a variety of programs that you can offer. So what it is, so you have a calendar set out. So Monday morning, for example, could be a time, well, mums and dads or whoever caregivers that come in a session, or if they choose, well, I might like to go Monday afternoon or Wednesday morning. So they come in and the program probably starts around 9 and finish up towards 11 or 11:30. So, and it's what we call playgroup sessions. And it could be different way, you know, it could be just for the 2-year-olds, or it could be for all age groups. There's other programs that will be offered at the center, with the cooking programs and liberal science programs, evening programs. But it's going to be based on what the parents would like to, the caregivers would like to see here in the center. So, and we could be partnering with the HSD, maybe doing, having them come over and doing parenting programs with us, or the nurse coming over, public health nurse, and doing programs with the parents as well. So, but the playgroup programs, essentially, Alexandra is referring to, is going to be a two-hour program where they come in and you look at this beautiful place. They're learning, they're playing together. So a mom would come in and bring their two-year-old or the baby, and they would spend time and learning together and hanging out and having food and having fun.
Wow.
Yeah. So how, and it's based on what, how the parent, you know, their availability. So we don't expect a parent to be here every day. We would say to that parent, what's a good time for you to come here with your child? And so they would choose, well, maybe once as good or maybe twice as good a week. And yeah, so it's based on their needs and, you know, their time they can get here.
Okay, so by Monday coming, how can people register? Do they have to register?
They would.
I would like. I'm hoping that by Friday I'll have
some sense of how that's going to work.
So, you know, if I give you a call, you can announce it. And Facebook is always a great way to get out to young parents. But I'll have registration forms ready by Monday. As for what I'm going to be offering for the rest of May, it'll be planned out within the next couple of days.
So it's going to be really a variety of things we're going to do here. Some of it, the parent can sign up and say, you know what, I just want to come Wednesday nights for your the craft night. Or, you know, a parent, yeah, so we're going to have some sign-up things, and some things just drop in. So you say, you know what, on that Wednesday morning, mornings is drop-in time, so parents will drop in. Now, it's going to be a bit of a juggle. What's going to be the things parents want? So it's a bit of a learning curve for all of us.
Yeah.
But like I said earlier, you know, Family Resource Centers has been around a long time, so you know we know what kind of things we want to be offering for the community, and we want to make it too culturally specific for Nain. So you know we want to make it have a lot more cultural things here, Inuit specific, than what you would see in other resource centers. So that's a new thing. This is probably the first Inuit family resource center that's you know that we've been that we really want to focus on that component.
So I was going to ask about the name contest. Do you have any?
We talked a little bit about that. Yeah, right now we're going with Pugutuk, but I think down the road we would like to maybe change the name. We're not sure. So if we do that, we let you guys know so you can put it on your radio station.
Okay. Anything else you might maybe want to add or mention?
I think for all community members in Nain, keep your ears and eyes open. There's going to be fun things happening up here. And anyone's welcome to come to the building. And Sandra's here, and she'll show up everyone around. And, you know, you show what this beautiful building is going to offer to the community of Nain.
Thank you for inviting me for the grand opening.
Thanks for
coming.
Thank you.